What's up, Wada Hockey fans? Basketball season won't be around forever, so get in on all of the action now with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. DraftKings is giving new players a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. To claim that free shot, all you gotta do is use code THPN during sign-up. Playing daily fantasy basketball is simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Every dunk, steal, assist, and rebound means so much more with the DraftKings Daily Fantasy lineup. And don't think we forgot about y'all baseball fans. You may have missed out on season-long fantasy now that the season's underway. So what better way to get in on all baseball fantasy action than with DraftKings Daily lineups? With DraftKings, payday comes every day for players. So what are you waiting for? Download the DraftKings app now and use code THPN during signup. That's code THPN during signup. This week, DraftKings is putting you in the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. That's code THPN, and like I said, free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes, only with DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required, eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details, and as always, enjoy the show.
Welcome back to another deliciously delightful episode of Wada Hockey, proudly brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network and DraftKings. Make sure to get in the mix with DraftKings and use promo code THPN. We have got some extremely special guests today. We are just going to make them a part of the show. They are along for the ride, whether they know it or not. They may be in finals week, but they're absolutely buzzing. They just started doing daily updates on their YouTube channel. We have Megan and Shannon of the Slapshot Sweethearts. Let's say it super slow so we don't mess that up and say Slapshots again. Shannon, Megan, welcome to the show. How are we on this fine Tuesday evening?
We're doing great.
We are good. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Megan just woke up from a nap, so she's got to get with us here.
Yeah, Megan just woke up from a nap. You are in the midst of finals week. You guys are absolutely kicking ass this week because, like I said, you started a new series where you guys are doing, little lunch snippets for people if they want to dive in and get some hockey news?
Yeah, our afternoon snack.
Yeah.
It's a little 20 minutes clever, out of your clever, day to talk clever. About in the afternoon.
Talk about score recaps, news, shoot the shit with Meg and I for 20 minutes during lunch.
That's got to be a great little break from the hassle of the day-to-day. So we will definitely...
Would you...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, would you say you slap shart that shit?
No.
Sorry.
I'll never live that one down. You heard that the angelic voice is Jason. We are also accompanied by the usuals, Jason and Patrick. How are we doing? How are we feeling? Jason, I'm gonna kick it off to you in the sick narwhals pullover by Rival Hockey. A little subtle drop.
That thing is sick.
Hey, nice. Now they owe some money, right?
Or some jerseys.
That's how
or
it
some
works.
Jerseys. I like that. You know, it's going good. Just the kiddo was having some troubles going down. He's running a little behind today. But other than that, y'all, it's been a fantastic week.
Awesome. Awesome. Patrick, nice. What's going on your end? I know got some big things going on. I don't know. Are we allowed to share? Have you shared anything on Facebook about your journeys with 5G?
Oh man, I don't think it's kicked in yet. But yeah, I did get double vaxxed up on a Tuesday. I am
going up.
I am currently in a bit of a fog. I don't feel like shit yet, but I don't feel 100%. So I'm just waiting for it. Got tomorrow off at least, so that's nice. But yeah, I not operating at full capacity right now for sure.
I get my second one on Friday, and I'm very ready for everyone to track me to my local liquor store.
Nice. I will proudly display that information.
There you go.
Yeah, the government's going to be sorely disappointed in my lack of activity. There's not much to track for me.
Sorry, I'm not a terrorist, government.
Well, the only thing that would make any of that discomfort less harmful to your mental status would be if you were wearing some would say a hug, like a 24/7 hug. And lucky for you and lucky for us, the fine folks at Texas Hockey Apparel have set us up with such things. Yes, that, my friends, is a subtle segue. And if you have not, make sure to go check out texashockeyapparel.com, Texas Hockey Apparel on Twitter, Instagram. They will set you up. They have got the new boot goofing shirts out there. I have some inside authority that we might be doing a giveaway with Texas Hockey Apparel once again. So definitely stay tuned for that.
What?
Uh-huh. Well, I know.
This is news to me too.
Yeah. You're welcome. Dropping bombs, slap sharp bombs. And I, okay, that's the last reference we make to that.
Never going to hear the end
of
that.
Yeah, no, that's the last reference. I do want to give a subtle, quick shout-out to D-Town Hockey, the all-women's beer league team down here in Dallas. I got my personalized D-Town jersey today. I absolutely love it. I cannot wait to rep this thing and all the drop-ins. If I could get to be a part of the team, that would be awesome. I don't know if that's possible because I am man. So maybe they make a shitty beer league hockey team for just the boys, but that's awesome. It's an all women's beer league hockey team, actually franchise. They have three different teams here in Dallas. That being said, that is a foreshadow, as the Slapshot Sweethearts, so gracefully tweeted for us today. We are going to be talking some women's puck here in just a couple of minutes. I do want to, kind of bring it over to the NHL for just a moment because the Stars are currently up 3-0 on the Detroit Red Wings. They are definitely in the playoff mix. And yes, we are still freaking out about it. As Shannon pointed out before we started recording, I do tweet some pretty negative and cloudy and gloomy things. That being said, they are well in the playoff mix. And even if you couldn't tell by my tweets, Shannon, Megan, you want to share real quick who you guys support mostly and how are they doing for the most part?
Yeah.
Well, we should give it 5 more minutes to see if the Penguins choke
stop,
the entire
stop. There's
lead
less
they
than
have.
A minute. I literally I'm a Penguins fan primarily.
Okay.
We have less than a minute left and we're up by 1, which we were up by like 6 maybe a minute ago. And by that I mean like 5 minutes ago, but still
wow.
Counts. Also a Vegas fan, also wow. Follow the Caps.
That checks. That checks.
So I'm feeling pretty good all around.
Okay. Okay. Vegas, I've had my ups and downs with them, but I understand. Wait, Caps too? Pens and Caps?
Well, I went to
like
school
a, like
in
a self-conflict?
And... Yeah, well, I went to college in D.C.,
okay,
so I like,
okay.
Follow them. I also love Tom Wilson, mm-hmm. So, you know.
Okay.
That's naturally. Getting more stale the more she says it throughout the season as he gets hit on hit on hit that pisses me
yeah.
off.
I just love
well,
it.
Shannon, same question to you. Obviously, yeah, Tom Wilson is he has a way with people around the league outside of Washington. But who are we repping on your end?
Yeah, so I'm a Bruins fan through and through. I also typically support the Capitals when we're not playing them 10 times in a given
That's
season.
Fair.
So because we did meet in Washington, D.C. However, like I said, Tom Wilson is making it very difficult not to get annoyed at the Capitals every 48 hours. So I'm getting a bit lukewarm on them as we go into the season. The only upside is that the Bruins do play really well against the Capitals. So I'm feeling pretty good with the 1-4 seed that we're holding right now. Unless the Penguins are able to choke this win and the Bruins
Stop.
Can leapfrog
we're,
them.
We're not
which
even
I believe we're getting
it.
Pretty darn close.
Yeah,
to.
It sounds like it. Hold on. Let's pump the brakes there, okay?
Well, we are going to keep the party going in Dallas because Alexiak just scored the 4th goal of the evening. And they're just looking. I was talking to Patrick briefly before this. I know, Shannon, Megan, you guys are also fans of what the Stars have been doing as far as their fashion statements go. I got to say, the Stormtrooper sweaters have officially worn my heart down. Once I get this Doge money out, I'm definitely going to be making a purchase of the Stormtrooper Dallas Stars reverse retro. Everyone hates them, but like 10 of us jerseys. I know. Is it Megan that wants the blackout jerseys? She wants the Trons.
We both
want the black one,
but I really hate the actual reverse retro, like the white one.
I love it though. I think the all white setup is. The Stars are one of the best in the league on getting the full uniform set up.
Do you hear that?
That's... Unlike
yes, but not with this jersey though.
No, it looks good because if it was with green pants, it would look horrendous. But because they're doing it in all white, it looks great.
I need a little more accent color there. Like that silver is not enough for me.
A little creme fraiche.
Do you want a gold? Do you want a bright gold helmet? I'm sure they can get that for you if you go to Vegas.
I would actually.
Honestly though, if they had silver buckets, this uniform would be bar none the iciest uniform in all of sports.
Okay, absolutely it would.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Cuz it would.
Well, kind of moving on, we're all suckers for a good deal on jerseys. So the Stars are in the thick of the playoffs right now. They're playing extremely well tonight, but again, very streaky, up and down. I want to say they are 4 or 5-0-2 in their last 7. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe 5-0-3. I could be wrong. They're playing extremely well tonight, though.
I think it's 3.
I don't know. I think we had like 4 in a row. I could be wrong. I don't know. We just haven't lost in a while, and that feels really good.
Hey, Google.
Someone else, another team that's doing extremely well in the Dallas.
We didn't lose.
They won?
Yeah.
7-6 after being up 6-0.
I like it when it's not we won. It's we didn't lose. That really feels a lot like Stars hockey in 2021.
Don't worry. They play the Devils again on Thursday. There's plenty of time for them to lose those 2 points.
I love the in-show shit talking. I need that. We're all really nice because we all support the same team.
I was like 5-7. So,
well, the
5 of the last 7.
Gotcha.
I just went through counting. Sorry.
Well,
there were some solid games in there.
Solid games, overtime, still shootouts, hate them. The Allen Americans, if for Megan and Shannon, that's the ECHL affiliate down here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Allen, a suburb of Dallas, for the Minnesota Wild, which feels really dirty supporting anything Minnesota. That being said, fantastic organization, still sitting firmly in third place in the Western Conference of the ECHL, even though some teams have bowed out, some teams are only playing half seasons. It's very weird how the statistics work, considering that the first place team, I believe, has won 16 games, and the Allen Americans have won like 30 games. But that's just how it works out. They played
points, man.
They were on the road last week. They're just racking up points left and right. I did make a public challenge to someone we had on the show, Les Lancaster of the Allen Americans. He has gracefully accepted. There will be a WADA Hockey Invitational between some of us from WADA Hockey and some of the boys from the Allen Americans. So definitely stay tuned for that because we will grab some content. And I'm probably going to win the long drive contest. I'm just going to throw that out there. Les probably got his clubs shipped down from Minnesota. And I'm sorry, but these Texas clubs, they hit. And they hit far. Patrick was shaking his head.
Because everything is big in Texas.
Everything's bigger in Texas, especially how far I sliced the ball.
But especially the long ball.
I did put the challenge out there. He accepted, so we'll have to follow up with everyone on that. They do start a homestand tonight against the Wichita Thunder, going to try to make one of those games while they're back in Allen. Do you guys have any ECHL affiliates close to where you guys are at, or any AHL affiliates for that matter?
Not near me, no. I mean, I fell in love with hockey going to the Providence Bruins games because I lived closer to Providence than I did to Boston. So that's kind of how I got into hockey. But in D.C., I mean, the Capitals affiliate is in Hershey, Pennsylvania. So there's no one over here.
Oh, the Hershey Bears?
Yeah.
Easily one of the coolest minor league franchises of all time. Super, super history. There's a couple of documentaries on YouTube floating around that are really interesting. Megan, I know I see the pondering face.
I don't think so.
There's plenty in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's a lot of PA. Like, we also like depends whatever is there too. Like,
there's like Wilkes-Barre.
Here we don't. Hershey, but I do have a Toledo hat from someone. Some Toledo.
That's the Walleyes.
I don't know. It has Toledo on it.
I do believe that is correct.
Someone like lost a bet, so they got to send me a hat from their voice.
Oh yeah, you know what's funny about bets? I'm pretty sure somebody won a bet last time we were all on the Slapshot Sweethearts live stream, and I think the person that won the bet is the person that's speaking right now. I'm pretty sure because you guys were betting that the Stars were going to win the game, and I said no, they're gonna lose, and they lost because I know my team sadly too well.
we can revisit that.
It sounds like Megan would have made a bet.
I'm pretty sure it was Megan.
I know exactly what bet was because no. I was gonna make that bet, and you were like, "You always get to make the bet, and you always get the hat." And so I was like, "You take it."
And I took the bet.
Wait, you took the bet, Jason? I thought I took the bet.
I took the bet.
I was like, I think it was Jason and Shan.
Because I am a gambling man.
I just remember that it was like one of the first games where I had this awesome Budweiser goal lamp, and it kept going off like 13 seconds to 14 seconds before they would score. And so I would be like, oh, they scored. And then it would show up, you know, 20 seconds later at least. But so, yeah, we definitely love our minor league teams. We love our AHL teams. We love our ECHL teams. The NA3HL, I always get the leagues wrong. There are so many. But I just want to give a huge shout out to the El Paso Rhinos. They had a phenomenal sale on their jerseys. So I definitely bought one of the black Rhinos jerseys as well as one of the white Rhinos jerseys. They are sick. I wore one at my drop-in yesterday, which I played like trash, but that's not going to matter. It's at least I looked good. That being said,
it's that look good, feel good attitude.
It is, but I do not, my knees are on fire. Everything hurts. It's only painful when my eyes are open.
I did just see, though, that they dropped the link for Thursday. So you playing?
Yeah, I'm playing Thursday as well. Yeah, we're in it. We're in it to win it, baby. And Patrick, we're going to get you out there. Talk to I can't remember her name, but she runs D-Town Hockey. She was like, you guys can come practice with us whenever you want. And I said, well, Patrick doesn't really play. And she goes, even better. That's the kind of person we want on the ice with us to make us look good. So we're going to get Patrick out there on some skates. We're going to have him buzzing in no time. But the whole reason that...
What size skate are you? Like, what size shoe do you wear?
10.
So he's an 8.5.
Right, so you need an 8.5. I could source some 8.5 for you.
It's hockey.
You typically go down a size and a half for your skate.
Yeah, it's like...
I don't know, science. Yeah, science. I don't know. It works.
Seems like it'd just be easier to have it match your shoe size, but
you would think. What do I know?
Well, that's probably because America.
probably has something to do with the metric system.
But
also, these El Paso Rhino jerseys are sick. I just googled them.
Oh right? Yeah, it's right there. You can see it in his camera.
Made famous by. Well,
it doesn't
Aaron
look
Jones.
Orange over there. So.
Those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought the white one that just says EP and has the rhino horn on it, and then I have this black.
Which
one.
That logo is.
Sick. Yeah. It might be one of my favorite logos of any minor league team. So, Patrick, just wanted to kick it over to you real quick and let the people know about whatever it is you want the people to know about.
Man, that's a great toss over.
I'm sorry. That was probably like the shittiest, shakiest.
Slam it down.
since you brought up our WADA Hockey Invitational, I just wanted to I have a buddy that's starting a new company called The Range Golf. They do essentially Top Tracer, like Top Golf does, but mobily. So they'll come to your house. You can play the old course. You can play Pebble Beach, Quail Hollow, Royal Birkdale, all that. You can have a pro come out and tell you why your swing sucks, or you can just hang out and drink some beers and have a great time. Jake, if you're listening, I'm sorry. This is totally not on the ad read, but would just like to say, see you on the range. TheRangeGolf.com on Instagram @TheRange_golf.
Well, we'll definitely be
it looks super fun.
About to say we'll definitely
be doing that soon.
Giving them some love, and we'll give them a follow here pretty soon.
Should we do an event with the Americans with this?
Maybe. I think the storm clouds are brewing.
We can take the range. We could bring the range to them.
That's true.
And we could play.
Yeah, I'm totally down for this. We'll talk to our people. And I have it on good authority that the Slapshot Sweethearts have been looking to come down to Dallas in the coming months. and they need to do it before this season's up. Because, one.
I'm sorry, who's our PR rep?
I mean, I don't know. If you guys need one.
I know a guy.
But we'll have to get you guys down here before the Americans season is over. You know, not like they don't have one next year or the end of this year. But
you guys are running severely low on home games.
Yeah. I think it's just the whole end of the season. The playoffs are coming too. They're going to make the playoffs. So that means definite home games.
Book it.
Yeah, book it. Yeah. Oh, for sure. I have more optimism in our ECHL team right now than the NHL team in this area. So that being said, Allen Americans going to the playoffs, book it now. Stars, we want it. But the whole reason, not the whole reason, but a big reason we wanted to bring the Slapshot Sweethearts on. If you guys have not been watching the news, the NWHL has been making a huge splash recently. Obviously, in hockey circles, it's much easier to pay attention to because that's all you're looking at. But it's something that I completely think will overtake the WNBA within the next 5 to 10 years, based on the fact that the skills are on par with the NHL in the NWHL. Whereas in the NBA versus the WNBA, I don't think the skills are quite on par. I definitely think that the NBA has a slight edge. But with the NWHL, the girls are badass and they go out there and play. So we wanted to bring the Slapshot Sweethearts on. They are in the midst of doing an NWHL series that ends on Friday. Make sure to check them out on YouTube. I know you guys doing podcasts of these as well.
Yes. Yep. So you can find us on Apple, Spotify,
all the good stuff. Same place you can find us. Check out this NWHL series, but we wanted to bring them in, get some insight from them. We are outsiders looking in, but these girls have had a hell of a time with the NWHL. They've had quite a few of the stars from the teams on their podcast, like I said, doing the series with them right now. So first and foremost, is it the Isabel Cup is the equivalent to the Stanley Cup, won by the Boston Pride, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And so let's first and foremost, because we've been going over favorite teams, things of that sort. Shannon, you're the Boston Pride fan, right? You're just sticking to the home teams?
So, I mean, the hard thing is I didn't pick a favorite team going into the playoffs. I really wanted to, like, genuinely watch them. And my favorite player is not on the Boston Pride. It was more like once they were winning and I was finding myself naturally rooting for the Boston team, mm-hmm. just because I'm from Boston. But we were genuinely rooting for all of them when we were watching on NBC Sports. It was really an organic, like, finding your team experience, which I found really interesting because it's not something you typically have when you grow up in X area and there's already a team you're supposed to root for. So that part was interesting.
Yeah, I think that's the exciting part for people like us down here in the South, because I'm looking at the six teams they have in the NWHL, and there isn't really a Southern-located team or Southern-based team. That being said, I'm looking at it. You've got the Boston Pride. You've got the Buttes, the Riveters. I'm going to go based off of probably logos here, just because I don't know enough about the teams. But you also have the Whitecaps out of Minnesota. You have the Connecticut Whale? Correct. And then the Toronto Six. So first and foremost, straight up from me, I don't know if the boys have been looking into these logos or the way that their setups are. It's really hard for me not to love the Whales logo just because of the Whalers past and the same color scheme. But the Toronto Six with that gold, red, and black and just that overall kit, the way it looks. I think I've actually had talks with Megan about the hoodies that they released and how absolutely filthy they are. Their uniforms from head to toe might be some of the cleanest, not just in the NWHL, but all of hockey across the board. So first off, kudos to what's that?
I'm waiting on my Toronto jersey to come in.
So is that the team you're going to support from here on out?
I feel like I have to support the Riveters because it's like my home team kind of. But I don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Like I need like a real season where I can like go to games to like feel out the vibe.
Yeah, I think it's not just about the team though, too.
Right.
Well, Metropolitan's like really specific to Megan also because they started in New York and then they moved to New Jersey. So it's like very, very on par with her locale. Grand.
Okay, that's fair. But like I was gonna say, you have to go to like the stadium to get that vibe anyways. Mm-hmm. You gotta get the grooves for the other teams.
That's
know?
True.
You gotta find them, or you could be a Dallas fan and then you get grooves. Yeah. Well, not a Stars fan anymore. You have to go be a Rangers fan.
Grooves is a friend of the show. He was the DJ for the Dallas Stars. He is now the DJ for the Texas Rangers, but part of a very popular radio station, basically a radio group down here. Shout out to all the P1s, even though I'm a fan. But Gross. Yeah, you got to find your grooves. That being said, I did click on the link for the Connecticut Whale, and the first thing that popped up was an ad for the Fins Up Pilsner. So I feel like I'm already connected to this team, because it's like literally before I can even get to the website, they're like, hey, check out this beer. And I'm like, okay, I do like that. So, and I love the green, the blue, and the white. It's just such a sick color pattern. So as far as the players go, has anyone stuck out to you guys first and foremost as far as like the MVP in your eyes compared to everybody else?
Shannon.
Well, okay. So my favorite player, like I said, is not on the Pride. She's on the Metropolitan Riveters. She's the second longest tenured player in the league, Madison Packer. Her wife is now the GM of the Riveters. She was the NWHL Players Association director, and we interviewed her wife prior to the playoffs preview. And they're both incredible people. They're huge advocates for both women's hockey as well as a bunch of different social rights issues that are really important to women. And Madison was absolutely hilarious to speak to. We interviewed her last week, and she's just so, so down to earth and so passionate about the sport, which was really reassuring. And part of what was interesting about talking to her was, as being one of the earliest to be in the league and the second longest person left in the league next to Jillian Dempsey, who's the captain of the Pride, Madison genuinely did not expect to play professional hockey after college. She was interning at a law firm, getting ready to go to law school, and then found out there was tryouts for this random women's professional league, and was like, oh, I guess I'm going to go try it. And most of them still have day jobs and all of that. So they're working full time while they're playing sports and having families and advocating for all these things. So it's really interesting hearing their stories, particularly the ones that have been around since the beginning. And so she was one of the ones that has really always stuck out to me, particularly what she does on social media to advocate for the sport.
Yeah, I was going to say, too, I'm pretty sure Packer replied or retweeted one of the things that whenever we talked to, or maybe sent a tweet to you guys about initially wanting to do this, she was one of the first to kind of reach out and say something. Megan, same goes for you. Do you have pretty much the similar view on who your personal MVP is of this past season or the league so far? Or are you pretty on par with Shannon on this one?
I'm like fairly on par with Shan. I really like talking with Jillian Dempsey too, who is captain of the Boston Pride, longest player. She's great. Like, I mean, everyone we've talked to, we've had like really good conversations with. Like, everyone's been super like open to us, and like everyone just loves the sport, which is like sometimes with like professional athletes, you don't always like get that like down to earth feeling. But like literally everyone we've talked to has just been so great to have conversations with and just like talk hockey.
Yeah, Taylor Akersi was another big one. She's the captain of the Buttes, and she actually couldn't go to Lake Placid because she had to stay back in Ontario. She's a police officer in Ontario, and she had to stay back and work and couldn't go to Lake Placid.
Wow.
So she had to captain her team and act as like a scout role versus a player role. And they didn't even qualify for Boston because she's such a sharpshooter and she leads their offense and leads their team that they genuinely did not have the offensive power or the leadership to get them outside of Lake Placid to qualify. And so it was really incredible hearing her perspective on how hard it was for her to transition that just because she couldn't get 2 weeks off of work, which is just insane as a professional athlete when you consider that.
Yeah, I think that kind of goes, I mean, it's insane to even think, I mean, to be completely honest with you, I didn't even realize that these athletes had full-time jobs outside of doing this. So I think that goes to show just how dedicated they are to the sport and just growing it and being a part of it. Even if that means sacrificing time with your friends, your families, because what people don't understand is it's not just the games. There's obviously training camps, there's practices, there's travels, there's travel. There's just so much more that goes into it outside of the 60 minutes that we see on TV. But I think that's awesome. And I really think it goes to show how big the passion is for the sport, because I think it kind of goes top to bottom. I mean, you could be talking to anyone in the NHL or anyone in any other league, you know, NWHL included. It's all just about the love of the sport. That's what's most important. They just want to keep playing. That being said, do you guys see any of the players from the outside that could come into the league and make an impact? Are there any players like, now again, like I'm still very kind of naive to the sport or to the league. It's something that I've been like keeping an eye on. Obviously it's more difficult now that the season is over. People like Hillary Knight, people like that? Do you see people that could be in the league and make a bigger impact because of, say, their presence on the Olympic team, for example?
So I think there's kind of two prongs to it, right? So we spoke to a couple different rookies, and they all said that a lot of the issue is that they have full-time jobs and there's not that push to stay there, right? You, at a certain point, you know, you play for a couple years because you want to keep playing the sport that you love. But, you know, once you hit 25 or 26, there's not really that momentum to keep playing the sport when you already have to work a full-time job, when you're trying to settle down and have a family, blah, blah, blah. Then there's also the, it's not a problem, but there are two women's professional sports leagues, and there's been a lot of controversy between the two. They're both trying to get to the same goal. They're just going about it different ways. The NWHL goes for a lot of the sponsorships. They go for a lot of the media growth and things like that, where the PWHPA really focuses on women's rights and advocacy and things like that. So neither of which is wrong. They just butt heads a lot. And so I think that's always going to be in the back of people's minds that they have to pick a side, which has been a lot of the reason that people with larger names have been less active in getting involved. And I think the third prong actually is that COVID-19 was a huge issue and people really getting involved in terms of coming in and playing. I know we interviewed one of the rookies for the Whale, and she said that she basically sat out most of the season because she didn't know what was going on. You had to take a lot of time off of work because you couldn't just go to training here. You had to go quarantine for 2 weeks and then train or this, that, or whatever. So there were a lot of different factors that people were just like, screw it. Like, I don't have time for this because it's basically a hobby at this point.
That's interesting. I and the other league, is that the league that had the issue? And obviously it's not like a fun subject to bring up, but you know, the drama with Barstool, for example. I know that Erica Nardini, the CEO of Barstool Sports, is a huge hockey advocate. But because of the fact that she is associated with Barstool Sports, it rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, because obviously Barstool is known as a pretty misogynistic, you know, whatever you want to call it. They're not looked well upon per se coming or working with a women's league. So, you know, to speak to that, like what's your opinion, kind of seeing it from, you know, quote unquote, a media type role, looking from the outside in, as far as growth for the sport, not just the leagues in particular?
I mean, I think it's again, what people, go ahead, Meg.
I was just saying, the team she wanted to buy was the NWHL. It was within that. But like, okay. I think it also just depends like what you want to get out of it. Like, you can hear different perspectives. Like, you can hear from certain players who were like, you have this person who has a lot of capital and a lot of clout who really just wants to help us grow the sport, where like they would welcome that, but it's like kind of the outside influence that puts a damper on it. Like, there's just a lot of forces there. And it's like, if it's truly just someone trying to help grow the sport, who's willing to put money into it, who's willing to bring an attention to it, then like, it's not necessarily a bad thing for them. But I mean, the whole thing just like blew up because of like outside forces, which kind of is unfortunate.
There were a lot of players that were upset because obviously, like you said, Barstool is known as misogynistic. They are historically racist, all of these types of things. They're a large organization, and a lot of large organizations have that problem. I think, again, it goes kind of back to, do you want to grow based off of the genuine reason that you're trying to grow an organization, right, for the rights of women's sports and the rights of women's hockey, versus with sponsorships and with other people's external capital and things like that. So, I mean, again, it's not that doesn't necessarily go back to the PWHPA versus NWHL thing, but it does necessarily go back to how you're going to grow the sport in the way you want to do it and what values you want to hold on to as you become a large organization versus a small organization. And I think that's where a lot of people kind of butt heads in terms of what values they want to hold on to as they continue to grow. Mm-hmm.
Do you see in the future the two leagues kind of settling their differences and maybe coming together and basically fighting for the same sort of outcome of just growing the sport? Or do you think they're pretty much set in their ways as far as, this is why we do this, this is what we want to advocate for, and we're going to keep doing that no matter who or who isn't with us?
I think it depends on, obviously they're going about it the same way. The PWHPA is a nonprofit though, and the NWHL is a for-profit. So I think that's the biggest difference. At a certain point, the NWHL is going to outgrow the PWHPA just because of the fact that they're going to go out for sponsorships and all these larger things like Discover and NBC and Dunkin' Donuts are going to propel them to a point that they're going to financially be larger. That doesn't mean that whatever they're doing in terms of values and their mission is any more or less important than the other league, just in terms of finances. they're going to reach a certain level that I don't think they'll necessarily have to reconcile their values, but I think they'll have to reconsider, you know, it's not a competition. We're all fighting for the same thing, all of that. And I think a lot of players have come to terms with that. I mean, you see on social media that they consistently engage with each other. I think it's by this point, 6 years into the league, it's a lot of outliers that are still not necessarily willing to accept some of the differences and some of the controversial things that have happened in the past.
Interesting. Interesting. I think it's exciting just because it's more hockey at the end of the day. You know, it's just, it's interesting because, you know, you don't, looking from the outside in and not really knowing the league as well as we'd like to, knowing that there are alternatives to the NWHL, but just seeing what's behind the kind of the driving factors for it. I feel like we got really serious and like really intense there for a little bit. So I'm going to dial it back a little bit. I do want to know if basically for guys like us, for Patrick, Jason, and myself, looking from the outside in, if we're looking for a certain type of team, maybe you guys can like help us kind of be pointed towards a direction. So like, for example, me, I like kind of the gritty, the more rough, tough teams. So in your opinion, out of the six, who do you think would fit that mold of more kind of gritty, a little bit rough around the edges?
Madison Packer specifically.
I was going to say the Riveters probably. The Riveters are consistently known as the ones that have the beef with the most teams. But I think a lot of it does go back to the fact that Madison Packer has been on their team for 6 years now. I think you're right. Each team does pretty much have a specific brand at this point, and that has been a huge point of our conversations with each of their players is, you know, do you enjoy having this brand? Is it something you want to break in the upcoming seasons? Is it something that your locker room either thrives off of or gets pissed off of? Things like that. So,
well, Patrick, I'm going to kick it over to you. What's your style of team, and who can we link Patrick up with?
My style of team is whichever team is the least bad at overtime, because I can't take any more of that.
Oh, who's man. Got that? Who's got the most points in OT?
Yeah,
I'm only half kidding. I don't know. I enjoy defensive hockey, but I really prefer scoring goals. So flashy. If they win 6-5, that's sometimes more fun to me than 2-0. So I'd say high scoring, high flying.
I wouldn't say high scoring, but if you want a team that looks like they can have some promise, I would go Toronto. I think they had a struggle coming back into Boston from being off so far, but they had their first game in the league was a loss. Their second game was an OT loss, and then they won every other game in Lake Placid. But then they came back and like struggled. But I think going into like hopefully a normal season, I think Toronto is going to be the team to beat.
I think the Buttes are a good answer too. Like I said, Taylor Kersey is an insane sharpshooter, and it was not a good representation of the season just because she literally could not go. But she is an incredible, incredible feat on offense. And they have one of the best goalies in the league and the rookie goalie they just had. So I think that they have a ton of potential in keeping a game high scoring, but not on their end.
I was really hoping y'all would say the Whitecaps, because I think their white jerseys are super sick.
They're good enforcers too, actually. That's another option for Fink if, you know, he doesn't want to go for the ribs.
Enforcer type?
Yeah.
That would definitely be the type of team I'm searching for. Because if I think to my Friday night teams, like with the Pylons, we play the game, and then because like we might get a quick lead, like then teams will start to get a little more physical, and then they start now getting frustrated because now they're losing, and then we're bigger, they're
being
and stronger.
Bullied.
Yeah, but like
bullied into submission.
After they get pissed, then they like start slashing and everything, and then that's when we turn it like on, and then end up getting stupid retaliation penalties because they get slashed first, and then they only see the wash to the face or something like that.
He's not speaking.
They always catch the second guy.
He's not speaking from experience whatsoever.
No, it seems oddly specific, but I know it's all his imagination.
Yeah, he's a very imaginative young man.
I have a couple beefs with two teams that we play on Friday nights.
Do you
want to air that laundry?
I mean, we can.
Or should we come back to it? We're focusing your enforcer NWHL team.
Yeah. Well, we can.
Okay. Yeah, we can circle.
We can circle back.
We could do some beer league talk later.
Yeah. So that being said, who's Jason's team? You were saying the enforcer. Is it, does it go back to Packer again and the Riveters? Because I feel like that's kind of the same style of play that I was looking for.
I think the Whitecaps are another good answer. I think the Riveters and the Whitecaps both have comparable like rivalry, pot stirring, putting up with nothing reputations. And I think they're both itching. They're both really competitive. Neither of them's going to come back, even though the Riveters didn't make the playoffs. This was a good example from your Allen American discussion, actually, in the ECHL. The Riveters only played 3 games, so statistically, the league nullified them from making the playoffs in Boston, but they actually had a higher win percentage than the Pride, who won. So it was a really interesting seeding that they did. And a lot of players aren't necessarily happy about how it came out, obviously, but you know, there's not a ton you can do when you're dealing with a situation like this. So it's interesting when you look at it.
Yeah, I think it's really kind of unfortunate just because, you know, in the hockey world, you know, specifically on social media and even more specific on Twitter, everyone was fired up. I mean, everyone was so pumped to see women's hockey at a competitive level like this outside of the Olympics on the main stage, you know, and I think it just would have been so cool to have full capacity crowds. And I'm hoping that the leagues continue to thrive, which kind of brings me to my next topic and next question. Okay, so I'm putting first Megan and then Shannon on the hot seat. You are now the commissioner of the NWHL. What are you doing to grow the league? What is your main, are you like physically growing the league and adding more teams, or are you looking at advertisements? What is your, I guess, business plan if you were running it? Yeah,
I think I'm looking at media. I'm looking at like growing TV coverage and all of that jazz. I think you can grow the, you can like put more teams in there, but if people aren't seeing it and you're not getting like kind of the attention and the respect of it all, you're not going to get as far. So if they can like really capitalize on building media perspective here around the 6 teams they have, and then like get excitement about an expansion and kind of like build on it, that would be their proper move.
Okay. Shannon, same question.
Yeah. So I'm actually not going to use my own answer. I'm going to steal Anya Packer's answer from our interview because she was in the role of doing it as the player association director, but comparable to what Megan said. She was talking, I asked her what she would do in the next 5 or 10 years or what her goals were prior to her moving on as the Riveters GM. And she said that sponsorships were the primary target of hers, at least. And she actually retired from the Whale prior to her needing to retire. It was not like an injury or an age thing. She did it because she thought she could make more of an impact in the boardroom as a women's hockey advocate than she could on the ice, which I thought was a really interesting perspective. So when I asked her what she wanted to do, she said sponsors, and she said that primarily because you can't really make an impact or make or get to a larger audience until you have the money to do so. Mm-hmm. And I think that a larger amount of the retention issues they have player-wise is because they don't have the money to pay their players, teach people about the league, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, a lot of it comes with media, like Megan said, but the more sponsors they get, like Discover, Dunkin' Donuts, all those, the more money they have to play with to then grow the league versus, like Megan said, adding more teams. If they don't have enough players to fill those teams, then it doesn't really matter. I mean, you got to get the players to stay for more than a year or two before you can add more of them.
Yeah, I didn't even take into account the fact that you got to fill them. you can add all the teams you want, but you got to have enough people to play on them. Well, I think everything's like super fascinating. I'm pumped because I'm ready to go all in on this league. I want to see more women's hockey, obviously with the Olympics, but outside of the Olympics as well. I think this is a great opportunity for a lot of people to get in on a very young league and really kind of show their support. That being said, a huge way that we can all support is just buy the merch. I mean, it's sick. It really is. And you're supporting the teams, you're supporting the league, you're supporting the players who we have found out. Shan's got the NWHL hoodie on with the 4 stars on top, the hockey lace on the hoodie itself. I mean, just peak hockey.
That's a pretty nice touch.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
I dig the laces as a
we won them for Megan's scowling because we won them for a giveaway, and I have a pile of crap I have to send to Megan in New Jersey, and this sweatshirt is one of them, and so she hasn't actually seen it yet. It's sitting in my closet. Really would love this sweatshirt.
We like try to make it easy for people by only giving them like one address to send things to, but then it just sits in Shannon's apartment, and I'm just like, okay. I'll wait.
Well, we get a new thing like every week. And then I'm like, I'm not going to go to UPS like 20 times. Like, I'm just going to wait until the next time I have to go.
Meanwhile, Jason's sitting in his chair being like, oh my God, that's literally where I live half the time.
Right. We're going to start sending things to me because we've got a new post office.
So we have our teams, I think. I guess I'll take the six. Jason, are you taking the Whitecaps?
No, I was really trying to take the six because
you should have had a better style choice.
I
mean,
we could have joint custody or something like that. I get on the weekends and every other week, and then on the weekends, you know. I don't know really how that would work. But, no, I genuinely like that logo, though, too. I thought it was extremely clever because I am half Canadian as well, so that's kind of why I was leaning that way. He
loves to say that.
Yeah, I know. You know, I don't get that. There's not many chances that I get to talk about being Canadian.
That's fair.
Other than when I talk about hockey.
That's fair. I respect that.
No, but you know what? Which one? I don't want to pick them. I don't want to pick this team if that's it. Which one are like the Cowboys? Like, I don't want to be like the Manchester United, the Yankees. I don't want to be the
who's an up and comer.
Oh, so you're saying like who's
the whale?
Okay. I don't want to be the whale. Team.
Okay.
I think what you're saying is you don't want to pick the team that everyone else has already picked. Like,
no, it's not even that. It's like, I don't want to be the team that like pays for all their like really good. I mean,
do you want like, that, underdog? Like
they have all the superstars? Like, I don't want
they've got
the
flat,
three to go to like one.
They've got flat caps, so they all get flat salaries anyway. But the Whale is consistently known as the underdog. They've been around since the original inaugural season, and they still can't shake the name, which pisses a lot of their players off because they've expanded twice, and they still can't get rid of the underdog name, and they still haven't won the cup yet. So, I mean, I think that's a good option if you're looking for that underdog team.
I'm sorry.
I will take the underdog team.
No, I literally said they called me whenever I clicked on their page, and the first thing I saw was beer.
Okay, yeah, you did. Okay.
That being said, with the second overall pick in my heart, my heart selects the Connecticut Whale as my NWHL team moving forward.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to go with the Whitecaps. Yeah, I'll take the Whitecaps.
All right,
I'm sold.
So this is a roundabout way to really get to my question. Is there any rivalries between our teams that we need to know about?
That we can fight about right now.
Yeah, can we?
So what are the final answers here?
So I have the six.
I am
Jeff has
I'm the Connecticut Whale till I die.
And Jason is the Whitecaps.
I'm a P1 of the Whitecaps.
So the Whitecaps like dead
since day
cold
one.
Rivalry is the Boston Pride for sure.
Deal, because I don't like Boston anyways.
Deal.
Well, that works out.
That checks.
I think the Six are probably too young to have a rivalry thus far, unless again it's the Pride because they knocked them out of the playoffs. But I don't think that was enough of a burden to really build that
I also
anger
hate
that the
Boston,
Whitecaps
so.
I'm trying to think of when Megan and I interviewed with one of the players. She had like a list of teams that she had fought with, and so I went into this whole article about rivalries in the NWHL, and again the Riveters have like most of them because Madison Packer fights with most
I feel
players.
Like it's like them with the
Fair. So I'm Ew, trying to think because
they're both aggressive.
I think it's the Buttes and the Riveters, and then the Whale and the Riveters don't like each other that much either, but that's because of Madison and Anya. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and everybody hates Boston,
not me.
Except you.
Well, I think that's settled then. I think we have our teams. I'm going to go toss.
I just subscribed to the tweets of the Whitecaps.
Yeah, you know what?
Now they're number one new fan.
Yes.
And they are getting directly sent to my phone all the time.
Yep. Since you said that, I'm pretty sure.
Where can I watch now? Now, how can I watch?
Well, they're always on Twitch, their games. And then
even better, I will subscribe. Nice. They've got a new subscriber. Saroy will no longer get my $4.99 a month. I will gladly subscribe to the Whitecaps.
Yep, it's official. So. I have officially subscribed and followed the Connecticut Whale. You've heard it here first. The boys are gearing up for the NWHL.
That's right.
And they have I win on goal song alone because they play Brass Bonanza. So suck on that, boys. And I have Whaler stuff, so I already have the colorways in my possession. So
you know what, man? Roll caps, baby. Roll caps. All right. That's my new sign off.
Yeah. Oh no, you're getting rid of the original?
Oh no.
Yeah, that's maybe. What I thought.
I can double up.
Well, I can't thank the Slapshot Sweethearts. I have to try and say that like multiple times to make sure I get it down. Enough for coming on. We just have a couple of things left that we do on a weekly basis. We are very, very blessed here in Dallas-Fort Worth to have arguably the greatest play-by-play announcer in all of the NHL, in all of hockey, Daryl Razor Ray. And we have a weekly segment called the Razor.
Can we pause really quick?
Yeah, whatever you want, Jason.
Uh-oh. One last thing. I already put roll caps in my bio on Twitter. Okay, so.
Well, that's...
Suck it, Fink.
I'm
a bigger fan here.
We don't have a tagline. We just have Brass Bonanza. I'm just going to put...
No, alrighty. It's Fins Up. It's Fins Up.
Oh, Fins Up? Oh, Fins Up, baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Fins Up.
Yeah.
Okay. Day one.
All right, sorry. Back to the Razorism of the week.
We have a Razorism of the week where we just go through, and historically, this guy has had some of the most insane play calls of all time. So, Patrick, when you're ready, let's take it to the Razorism of the week.
Or the Flames win? Will he go with what he went with against Chicago? Ribeiro, yes. Oh, is that filthy? What do you do there?
It's suave, it's creamy, and it's nasty. Show the backhand, bring it forehand. You got to beat the lizard stick.
That's literally him on a nightly basis.
I don't want to hear Twitter make fun of Jack Edwards and Andy Brickley ever again with that.
Oh my god!
You okay? Well, I'll have.
There
to
will
send
be no
you,
razor slander.
No,
on this,
I'll have to send you
podcast.
Links.
The lizard stick.
The lizard stick. I'll have to send you links. That is, I kid you not, a nightly occurrence. Whenever the Stars are on, you will hear some of the most outlandish, just deep verbiage that you never knew existed, especially in a hockey rink, from this guy. We are truly gifted, but also, Strangis on the other side of the call with that one. God, I miss that other guy.
I miss him so much.
I miss him so much as well. And hopefully they reunite one day, because he is, those two together were a gift to this sport. But that's really all we have today. Again, can't thank the girls from the Slapshot Sweethearts enough for coming on. We do want to put you guys on the spot. We all have our own specific sign-offs every week before we call it a wrap. So it looks like Megan is definitely the least prepared out of the two, judging by the reaction on her face. So I'm going to send it over to Megan, and you can give us your sign-off for the week, whatever you want it to be.
What?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Everyone gets it.
Sign it off.
Confusion. I don't know where I am.
That's a good one.
I don't know where I am.
I don't know where I am.
I don't know where I am. Shannon, what's your sign up for the week?
I don't know.
This is why we don't.
I gotta go to bed.
It's snuzzing time.
It's snuzzing time.
It's snuzzing time. That's a good one. That's a good one. I think that was almost the same one that Vern Fiddler did, but.
I thought it was the exact same.
Yeah, you would be remiss. Pretty remiss.
There you go.
Thank you. Well, that's all we have for you guys today. We cannot wait to see the NWHL come back. We are all going to be fully invested. Until then, Patrick, tell them.
Stay sassy. Always.
Jason?
Roll caps, baby.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Sorry, Pylons.
Oh, do you want to give you want to give the OG one?
No, it's fine. No. Okay. Roll caps, okay, baby. Roll caps.
Well, fins up, and don't you ever, for any reason, forget those Kermit tattoos.
I was a little early on the outro there.
It's okay. I can hear it, but I can't hear it.
All right.